The protesters aren't very satisfied with the reaction. Netanyahu offered them, after a few days, some kind of a deal with some kind of a solution that he thought would be enough for the real estate prices and for the rent prices, but they were completely unsatisfied, and it sort of is the same situation since then. This week, Netanyahu appointed a big committee with a lot of ministers and some specialists and people that are specialists in economy and other issues to try and resolve the problem and offer the protesters something, some kind of change. But they say that the committee is much too big. It's two different committees, one with the ministers and one the specialist committee. They have dozens of people in those committees. They say it's not serious. It doesn't have real power to make a change. They didn't put a schedule to decide exactly when they're going to come with some kind of outcome. The protesters are not satisfied at all, and they're not taking Netanyahu's actions very seriously.
The protesters demand social justice. Do they demand the fall of the government? And if so, are the protesters strong enough to make the government step down?
They're saying that's not what they want. It's a bit unclear, you know. And in some of the protests, big groups of people were shouting things against the government and against the prime minister, and said the only solution is that this government should change and step down and new elections maybe. But over the last few days, they're going backwards a few steps. They're saying, we don't want to change the government, we don't want to change the prime minister, we just want a real solution for our problems. Whoever can give us that kind of solution, whoever can give us answers, and real answers, we would like him to do that. It doesn't matter if it's this government or the next government,